KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Hundreds of people showed up to a park in Santaquin last night to take part in a candlelight vigil to honor the life of fallen police sergeant Bill Hoosier.
We begin our team coverage in the line of duty with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
It was an emotional tribute at Centennial Park as Hoosier was remembered in part for his humor.
An alarmingly high female vocals. Anything to make his girls shake their heads and laugh.
Also for his kindness and unselfish public service. Officer Tyler Moose, who knew Sergeant Hoosier, told KSL 5 they all valued his leadership.
He was a Rolodex of information. If you had a question, Bill was the guy to go to.
Hoosier's niece, Ashley Dowd, told mourners how much he loved and cherished his family. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke at the vigil. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Wives of police officers around the state are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his funeral next week. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Tim, these women came together to make these blue and black ribbons for people to wear at Sergeant Hoosier's funeral on Monday.
You know, that's any one of our worst nightmares.
Mackenzie Hager tells KSL TV they can't imagine what his family is going through and that they needed to do something to help.
My heart's broken for her family. I just seriously just couldn't believe it. It's awful.
The group set out to make enough ribbons for everyone who attends the funeral Monday with the hope that they hold on to it and continue to remember Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice afterwards. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty. As we look back at the life of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, we will have live team coverage of his memorial services that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
The president of Utah's NAACP says it was the wrong call to not prosecute a Coeur d'Alene 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team in March. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, this was the moment surveillance footage caught an Idaho 18-year-old yelling slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. NAACP President Janetta Williams oversees Idaho, Nevada, and Utah, and she says not taking the suspect to court sets an ugly precedent. In a statement, Williams tells KSL that, quote, there needs to be consequences for these actions. If not, it will happen again. Williams says in that statement she urges the National College Athletics Association to identify cities with what she calls radical groups and then to ban tournaments from happening in those places. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We are keeping a close eye on a storm system literally blowing into the state this morning. KSL meteorologist says the storm isn't going to bring a lot of rain, but gusts will pick up this morning, and they're going to cause some issues with garbage cans and items outside that aren't secured.
At 11 a.m., winds have intensified to 40 miles an hour plus from North Salt Lake to Ogden. As we roll that through, they intensify up into the upper mid-50s, so Centerville 55, Farmington 53.
That's Kevin Eubank. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we track the storm and any problems that may come with the wind.
KSL's top national stories this hour. For the third night in a row, we saw a string of tornadoes touch down in several states. In Tennessee, Maury County, 911 director Mark Gundy reminds everyone these storms aren't over.
Hopefully you have your 72-hour kit in place. Hopefully you have all your devices charged because there's more weather coming in as everybody's talking about.
They said this morning one of those tornadoes lifted debris 20,000 feet into the air.
Wow.
Tornado left four people injured last night.
First look traffic now.